This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, yeah. The fun and games department is live and well around here. It is amazing that people come out of the woodwork with comments when you start talking about Wayback Wednesday, including you, Nick Sciarra, and you can suck it.
What happened?
Surprise. Someone said, because everybody has suggestions, someone said you should play songs from the year you got laid, and Nick said Joel would be playing music from the 40s. You know, and Nick's hour would have no music at all.
Oh my gosh, that was pretty good, Nick.
I can't be responsible for what I tweet 5 minutes
ago. You're not drunk yet. Take it easy.
Blake said songs by artists that were at the original Woodstock. I think we've done that because wasn't that I think that was one of the things we did. Because I remember getting in an argument with AJ over it for some reason. I don't remember why either. How about music from the year you got laid? There was that. There's already a Tyler Bauer parody account. Somebody wants to know, is Clinton the guy that does the impressions?
Clinton, same difference. That's what I responded to.
Adam Clinton here.
That's what I responded to the guy. I did not have sexual relations with that
woman. Know he did. He does a really good Jim Rome. I will give him credit for that.
Van Gundy as well.
Does he do a good Van Gundy?
He does a really good Van Gundy.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm done. So with that, we've covered a lot of ground.
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not done yet because I
want. Oh, you got a rant, don't you?
Somebody said, Joel, nice pink headphones. They're red, sir. They're red, Steve. Yeah.
Bucky
Steve,
right there.
Mr. Mad wants to know, I see you guys. Where's Nick?
No one said that.
Now, a lot of people have said that.
Let me, hold on. Mr. Mad, AD.
Oh, yeah. Said that. I forgot about that.
I see you guys. Where is Nick? So, I want to point out that as I was leaving the studio, AD walks into the producer's room and goes, hey, Nick, what's up? I haven't seen you one time. So, yeah, Nick, put your stupid face on the camera.
Stupid face on the camera. There it is.
Everyone wants to see your dumb-looking face.
No one said that.
No, we do.
AD didn't walk in here and say something like that.
Everybody wants your dumb face on the screen. That's what they want.
That would be false, sir. But I am officially on the screen.
Okay, good. Well, it takes forever.
Now you don't have to be on Tinder as much because you can just you can line it up right here.
We can just send all
Chicks can check you out.
We can send all the hoes to the live screen.
Snapchat me that.
Oh, okay. Barry, I know you don't talk much MMA, but did you see what happened to a guy named John McGuire's eye? Yeah.
I saw it.
I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
It looks like a vagina. It's just ginormous. It's pretty big. It does look like you could have relations with his eye. It's nasty.
It was pretty nasty, yeah.
I don't like that stuff either. That stuff grosses me out. I can see what he's thinking. It's pretty deep.
Injuries like that makes me wonder how they're able to heal and just jump right back into a cage. And I don't mean like relatively quickly, but they heal and it take 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Like, who was the guy? Was it Sagano that had his skull basically caved in? Like, he had to put like plates and staples in his forehead.
Oh, because, I don't remember that.
Yeah, like it looked like a dent in his forehead. Like,
oh,
it was crazy.
Good Lord.
But he got it all fixed.
He'll always cut over that eye pretty easy now. That's because once that heals, as big and as wide as that was, the scar tissue, he will be more prone to cuts.
Yep.
On that eye. 100%.
Unless
out.
They do, and I don't even know if these surgeries work, but the surgeries that like Vanderlei did to remove some of the scar tissue. But yeah he will be more prone to cuts, no question.
LeBron had one this weekend.
What?
A cut above his eye.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, he got physical series.
Yeah. But I'm not MMA physical.
Right.
But yeah. He'll heal.
Okay. You know how they do it in the NBA? They act like they didn't mean to hit the person, but they throw the elbow and they're like, oh,
yes,
how they do it. That can catch
anybody.
That's
the thing, too. It's like when Chris Paul used to hit everybody in the nuts. Realize that as the sport gets bigger and there's a national TV audience, there's more cameras. They catch everything.
And the frames per second that they set it at, my God, they can slow it down.
Now that replay is an official part of the game, believe me that
they're getting it all.
And from a baseball perspective, that super slow-mo, it's pretty badass.
It is. I like it. You can really see it, like
By the way, we got to get Blummer on one of these days, because last night I was thinking as they were talking and they were mentioning Aaron Boone of the Yankees, and they were talking about the fact that he went right from the broadcast booth to the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, Aaron Boone did it. Larry Durker did it. Blummer's got to be next. And I tweeted that, and he was like, shh. No, no, no. And everybody started, even David Barron, your guy, goes,
My guy, David Barron, not my guy. David Barron, not my guy.
I'm glad you mentioned him. You should mention David Barron more often.
You can put him on the list of people and things that can go to hell. How about that?
Well, he'd put you on the list, but he won't spell it right.
Yeah, do you hate David Barron?
Because he didn't spell his name right.
Why do I hate David Barron? One, he's never spelled my name right. You put some respect on my name, David Aaron. Secondly, he only writes articles when our ratings are not great. The two, like, we killed in January and February. Did he write an article about The Usual Suspects being the number two show in the city of Houston? Hell no, he didn't. Did he write an article in February about The Usual Suspects being the number three show in the city? Hell no, he didn't. But we slip a little, and now here he comes with an article.
He's not alone.
Kiss my ass.
He's not alone, by the way.
He's probably like, what is this?
I know who you're referring to, too.
Who? There's, oh, yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. Mandy wants to know, when can I watch the video feed? What? Mandy, we've been live now.
I tweeted out the link.
Barry did too.
You're missing it, Mandy. If you just, you can go to, the easiest way to do is go to ESPN975.com, and the live feed is right there.
Okay.
Go check it out. You can see Joel's sexy face.
And his glasses.
And his glasses that he hates.
Hate him.
I don't know why.
You want to get this Brady thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
So interesting. We've been talking about the potential demise of the Patriots ever since the Patriots lost in the Super Bowl. There's been the Gronk thing. There's been, you know, Belichick and the whole is it any fun to play for the Patriots? Brady's been kind of MIA. Didn't know if he was even going to play this year. Now he's come out. He said he's going to play. He did it with everybody's favorite host, Jim Gray, the other day. And as part of it, Jim Gray asked him if he felt like he was appreciated by the Patriots. His answer will surprise you.
Do you feel appreciated by them, and do they have the appropriate gratitude for what you have achieved?
I plead the fifth. Look, that is a tough question. Yeah, I mean,
your wife seems to indicate. Yeah.
I think everybody in general wants to be appreciated more at work.
Are you happy?
I have my moments.
Mm. You've won as much as that team has won, and he has won, and he's referred to as basically the greatest of all time, and he has his moments?
Yeah, it just seems weird that he's doing that. He must be positioning himself. There must be something going on where he's jockeying for position by replying that way. Why wouldn't you just put on the appearance that everything is great in Patriot Nation?
But they also have a high standard there, maybe they want to, you know, the fact that they're coming off that Super Bowl loss, like.
But here's the thing. All great things must come to an end. And at some point, don't you think that you get the whole Belichick way can wear its welcome out? Where guys, the Malcolm Butler thing, where Brady even said he should have played. Yeah. And it aggravated a lot of guys. Because a lot of the things that the Patriots pull, they just let go because it's not going to affect the bigger picture at the end of the day. But when you're talking about the day of the Super Bowl and finding out that your starting corner is no longer going to be part of the starting lineup, that could be a big deal, because now the players realize, hey, there's a legacy that's affected. And a lot of the players might feel like that cost them the game.
So you think that's why he said it?
I think it's a buildup of things. I think that because over time, I think the Belichick way starts wearing on you. I think that you now have it affecting a game, the biggest game of the year. In some people's eyes, it was the biggest games of their career. And I think that, you know, you see with Gronk's situation too, they hear and talk to people at other teams. And when they start hearing, our coach doesn't do that.
Yeah,
that's when you start getting into that whole chemistry amongst coaches and players, as opposed to just having the best players on the field at any given time.
I agree with you, because I think that's a contributing factor, especially when it comes down to like personnel changes and roster changes. I mean, he's at a point in his career where you have to at least run it past him, right? Even if you are Bill Belichick, or do you not? Do you not ask him, hey, we might possibly be thinking about trading Gronk or not signing Gronk? You don't think that they don't run that past Tom Brady at this point?
I don't. I think that's part of the line that I'm talking about, that's drawn in the sand.
Probably
I think
not.
Belichick's a dictator. And I think, unlike what we've said about Pop and some of the great ones where they're communicators, I think Belichick's one of those guys that, hey, if you don't like my way, then go somewhere else.
Yeah, I feel like he's like that also, and I don't think he's got an ego just like Brady and the rest of those guys. Here's the thing. You don't get to the level that these guys get to without an ego, without thinking you're the best. And so does Bill Belichick think he needs to run anything by Tom Brady? Bill Belichick probably thinks, I made you Tom Brady. And Tom Brady probably thinks, I made you Bill Belichick. And truth of the matter is, both of them made each other, because Belichick wasn't all that great in Cleveland. People forget that. He was not a highly sought-after coach leaving Cleveland. So,
no, right. But don't
Browns,
we see this?
So,
after extended...
And if Brady was so great, he wouldn't have been drafted 199 coming out of college. I mean, he didn't even start.
But we see this with success
they
stories.
Made each other.
After a certain amount of success, people start worrying about who's getting the credit.
Yep.
And who's getting more of the credit. And that's what I think you're seeing here.
And as long as I get the credit for this show, then...
That's not happening.
Okay. I know we got to go. I hear the music, but somebody just said... I'm going to read it now because I want you guys to think about it. Because I need to think about it, too. Hey, guys. What memory sticks out the most since you guys started together on the show? Keep up the good work. So we got to think of what memory sticks out to you individually. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back afterwards with a whole lot more. I don't want you guys going anywhere. And of course, after us, Sleeping Beauty's on our couch, and he'll be well rested when he comes to the table to give you the blitz along with Fred and Jong, and they'll take it over at 4. But until then, we'll take you with much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Come get your bill, because when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I can't nigga down. I can't nigga down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go in the final hour of the show before we turn over to the Blitz at 4. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel right here on ESPN 97.5. We've been getting it. God, I just went back on Twitter and there's 10 more new notifications. People have been participating rapidly today.
Yes. It's been a very active participatory show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm trying to keep up. I got to admit, I'm logged into the chat. So I see Steve. I see John Parker. I see Peter, Chris Brown. I see you all. I see all these guys. But I will admit, it was harder than I thought it would be to keep up with the chat and try to respond and continue to host a quality radio show with you guys and read text and read tweets.
How about splitting the responsibilities? Like, you do the text and then he does like the live stream.
I wouldn't subject the people to that.
Why?
I mean,
we first have to teach Joel how to get on the live stream chat.
Yes,
but
he'll
get it. Like, he'll eventually learn.
He's doing the lip thing. See, because this is what we've
I
always
do it purposely. That's
we've
why
always
I'm
talked
it, yeah.
about this. You guys have heard it and never
wait,
seen
wait,
it.
Wait.
Yeah, you got to do the. That's the angry lip smacking, water drinking Joel Blank.
Okay, Nick.
Whom I love so much. All right.
Never mind. I almost cussed.
So, Brother Bear's memorable Usual Suspects moment, he said FEF and F yeah segments. And the producer, Nick, knocking out a win but not giving credit and trap, no question. I don't know what any half of
that
again.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Knocking out a win but not giving credit?
I don't know.
Somebody just texted the at the Red House. I guess that was their favorite moment.
Have one, though.
Okay, what is it? I'm interested.
There were technical difficulties, which is a shocker.
Okay.
And Fred and AJ were on remote. I don't remember when.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
Or no, actually, maybe it wasn't a technical difficulties. We were supposed to consume the first half of the Blitz.
Yes.
Because of March Madness, I believe.
First half hour, I think.
Okay.
And then you guys did y'all's impression.
Of the Blitz.
Of Fred and AJ. And I thought that was just like one of the funniest moments ever.
So our impression of the Blitz.
You were complaining about, Barry was complaining about the internet.
Complaining about the internet.
And then Joel did a fantastic Fred Fowler, like that little intro that they do. Mm-hmm. And then we did that little monkey version of their intro.
Ooh, ah!
I thought it was hilarious.
I do remember that. That was a lot of fun. If we were doing that, then it was me replacing their gym of the day with woo of the day.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was a good one.
But no, that wasn't a show moment. That was a Blitz moment, and I got in trouble for it. Yeah. So.
How many people have you aggravated around here, Barry?
Pretty much everybody. I mean, I got in trouble yesterday for the camera thing. I mean, what can I say? Most of this stuff is harmless, though.
You bother Joel every day.
Yeah, well, poor Joel has to put up with me all the time. Joel, do you have a favorite moment?
I was trying to think of it because I think there's been a lot of good ones. And I was thinking of more of like the spur of the moment ones. But I was going to say, no, I mean, look, I think, first of all, I think we should all be commended for getting this show to where it is from where it was.
Thank
but
you.
I think, like, yeah, you know, Trey.
I appreciate you.
As much as we bang on Trey. Trey and movie moments and some of the things.
Oh, the last
Trey
one was funnier, too, where he read the...
sex book.
Yep. Yeah,
that was
hilarious.
Fantastic. Those two moments, the movie moments and that, I mean, even the sleep app, which is now a signature of our sign off.
Yeah.
Those were good. There's been a lot of really good, funny stuff. I mean, you know, shout out to a lot of the people that have allowed us to come on remotes because I think that we've scratched each other's back and made everything better for them and for us. There's just been a lot of things that I've really enjoyed.
I don't, I really, so I know that I had the favorite thing that I did that I enjoyed was when I reviewed the Rocky movie or the Sylvester Stallone porn.
Oh, the porn movie. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good. That was a good bit.
I enjoyed doing that. I thought that was fun and funny and something different and new and all that. But, I would have to say, I kind of agree with you, Nick. On us doing the Blitz for the first segment and us doing the Blitz.
Because we prepped for it, but not literally 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And that was, that went over pretty well. And yeah, I would.
Bunch of honorable mentions. I think the Texan that got let go. Was it Charles James?
Charles James.
That was a great segment.
Uh huh.
There's a bunch of good stuff, and a lot of it's on Audio Boom. If you like, really want to go back and dig deep, a lot of those great segments are published online, and you can go back and give it a listen on demand if you like.
Can you hear AJ snoring right now?
Put the mic up closer to him. I am. Like one of the mics in the middle. Just turn it towards him.
Like literally,
but I can't.
He's sawing logs.
I want to take it over.
By the way, I tweeted out two pictures.
Just break it.
The couch.
We'll blame it on somebody.
You what?
I tweeted out two pictures of
the
couch.
Oh, you did?
Did you?
Okay, yeah. AJ sound asleep. He's snoring loud. Yeah. Hold on, everybody, be real quiet. I'm gonna move my mic over there. Nick, turn it way up.
No, you stop now.
It's all the way up.
Mm-mm.
It's not that loud. You really can't pick it up.
Three minutes ago, it was a lot louder.
Yeah. He's passed out, like sound asleep. I wonder if I'm going to be able to do this. Can I just sleep during the Blitz? You think they would let me do that?
No.
I mean, they'll just pick on you.
They would probably do the old hand in the water thing and make me pee the couch. You want to try that? You think that would work? You think we should try to make him pee his pants?
Well, since both of his hands are occupied right
now. We should try to make him pee his pants.
So put his hand in like hot water?
Or just throw water on
him. Remember the day that they got so ticked off about the fire alarms? That bad boy go off. See what would happen then.
Somebody said they blamed the woo on Raheel, which was funny also. The woo of the day. They said that was something he would do.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, somebody said Coco Loco. That's that was fun. Yeah I forgot about that.
Loco.
Somebody said, "Are y'all breaking up?" No, we just somebody texted
the
and
intern,
asked a question.
We didn't do intern Olympics, but when we did the whole intern thing with Trey and Andrew and all those guys, that turned out pretty well too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Somebody said when Barry messed with Joel about swallowing his toothbrush. I do remember
that. What started.
I don't remember that. What was that?
What are your phlegm balls or whatever?
I don't even remember what the hell I said.
One of those things that you have in the back of your throat?
Oh, a tonsil stone.
Yeah, tonsil stone.
I don't even remember what the hell I said about you.
That's the craziest thing. That's what's great about the audience and the suspects are. They'll pull stuff out of random that we forget about.
Yeah, totally. I didn't even know what the hell that was. Jared said, I heard OU Mike at the end of the show yesterday. Every time he speaks, I think of the scene in Billy Madison where he gets ridiculed for his terrible answer. We are all dumber for having listened to OU Mike. all right, here's a bunch of suggestions for Way Back Wednesday we're going to get to, and then I know we got to go to break. How about music from cartoons? That was Kansas City Jack.
That was shot down when I brought it up.
That's right.
So. That's what it was, when you were prepared, and then Barry poo-pooed
one
on
time
it.
I had my list on time, y'all shot it down.
Texas theme. Artists from Texas, songs about Texas, etc. Okay. How about songs you'd get high to?
I would kill you guys on that.
Yeah, you would win that.
It wouldn't even be a match.
Nope, although I did partake on Friday.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't.
Well, no, Friday night. Okay. At least this time, unlike in Wichita, I could feel the right half of my body. In Wichita, I could not feel the right half of my body for some reason.
Did that freak you out?
Yeah. Yeah, songs with Spanish words in them for Cinco de Mayo. Ooh, we do need to incorporate Cinco de Mayo, fellas.
Not bad.
That's not bad. So, Ronnie from Beaumont. Ronnie from Beaumont said just songs about that cuck life. You could do that too. Barry, take your shirt off. No.
It's so hard for me to do the read for the security company that mentions doorbell. I gotta tell you.
Every time you want to do it, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh man.
That is too funny. I'm not taking my shirt off. I gotta get my abs back first, but I will soon, guys. Keep tuning into the stream for me to take my shirt off.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Yeah. On that note, we've got a half hour to go in the big show, so we'll take a quick break, come back with a whole lot more, wrap it up, put a bow on it, and then turn it over to the Blitz. It's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot again. The sleeping giant has awoken from his nap. There you go. The ogre is alive and well. As we continue to roll.
LFA said, damn, y'all going down show memory lane. Tomorrow's not going to be The Usual Suspects with Clanton, right? No. Somebody asked on the text line what our favorite show moment was, and we just started talking about them. So, by the way, so just full disclosure, we ended up getting to like 75 on the stream, which is great. That's awesome. Keep using it, watching, I don't know, being weird and creepy. But whoever created an account with my name and my picture, you're getting banned from the stream. Like, that's not cool. Because then you're going to get on there and say a bunch of stupid-ass stuff and try to make it look like it's me. That's a little too far.
How do you know it's not you?
It's a little too far.
Aren't you watching the stream?
I'm logged in as The Usual Suspects because we use the show email as we discussed on air. So, no, it's not me, and whoever that is, you're going to be banned. So, I hope you're happy.
Barry Warner. Was
it you?
No.
Was it you, Joel? Did you do that?
You just got done hammering me saying I couldn't figure out the live stream. So, do you think that I would even, like, bless you with the opportunity to blast me for getting out? No. But Barry Warner has, like, three parody accounts. He's got Jewish Radio Legend. He's got The Bear. I mean, I think he just loves it.
That's different on Twitter because if you do that, I'll just use it to get a blue check mark.
That's what I was just going to
say. So, yeah, please go create a Barry parody account on Twitter. I'm begging you.
Barry is not funny?
Or just Barry with an E.
You know that's the first one that's going to pop up.
Yeah, of course. It's just like everybody is logging into the stream and commenting that I'm... everybody's logging into the stream.
If you have a whole bunch of like wannabe accounts, then that might help you get a... blue check.
You guys go ahead.
The real one.
I'll just sit over here. I was right in the middle of saying something. You guys just start talking. Yeah, a blue check mark is how they verify. Like there
I
was
know
a,
that, but there, I'm saying, why does it, Nick, you guys said it would get you closer to
because
getting
if
one?
People start parodying your account.
You have to verify who the real one is?
Because people go out and followed Barry is Funny with an E instead of an A, then they may think it's really me, and they might be tweeting like pictures of penises and stuff like that. And they're like, why is he doing this?
Well, they wouldn't ask that question.
So it's real. Yeah, well, that's touche. Touche. I would probably, not mine, of course.
No.
Because you got to pay for that. Those are the premium picks, but yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's a possibility we get him on the show. But Alonzo Highsmith is now the vice president of the Cleveland Browns, and very kind of un-Cleveland Brownish, but he did a speaking engagement at a Hall of Fame luncheon in Canton, Ohio on Monday, and he came out and gave a little bit of insight as to why the Browns took Baker Mayfield.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said, and I quote, here's the honest to God's truth. From the start of this college football season to the end of the season, I had Sam Darnold number one, Mayfield number two, Rosen three, Jackson four, and Allen after that. On our way through everything, you couldn't tell me Darnold wasn't the best. I did all my evaluations of the season. Then comes the part when you meet them off the field. You watch their workouts. You watch everything. And Baker blew me away. Highly, highly intelligent, highly competitive. And he actually has a trait that some of the good ones have. I call it efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the power to affect other people. I thought that of all the quarterbacks I watched, he stood out far and above the other guys. When he walked into a room, you knew he was there. So that is just a little bit.
That's into, great if you play football in a room.
I'm sure he's great at Madden.
Probably.
But I'm going to. The crazy thing was when Alonzo was in Green Bay, there was a gag order on all of the staff. They weren't allowed to speak. Only Ted Thompson, the general manager, was.
Okay.
I just texted him during the break because I knew we were going to come back with a story and said, are you able to speak? He goes, I'll let you know tomorrow morning.
So oh,
if,
nice.
If he is free to speak openly tomorrow morning, then we will get him on the air hopefully tomorrow afternoon.
I dig it. Somebody so texted the show, said, quick update, just got into my Uber. And let's just say a certain former Houston Sports Talk radio show host has found work.
Come on, man.
You guys are going to hell, man. That is not right. You guys are mean. Use the suspects. Best
that?
Show. Best show in Houston.
That's why they call it the big show.
Somebody wants us to do Way Back Wednesday songs to get drunk to. I think we have to incorporate Cinco de Mayo.
I like that one the best, honestly.
I do too.
I think it'll be difficult. It'll be a challenge.
What about songs with are songs like from Latin artists or Latino artists, right? Like you could do
Mark Anthony,
Enrique Iglesias, Julio Iglesias,
J-Lo.
You could do J-Lo. Yeah, so we could just do Latin artists or bands.
Does it have to be before the year 2000?
Yes. Which the Booyah Tribe, that would count, right? Do you remember the Booyah Tribe, Joel?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What? Hold on.
You don't even know who the Booyah Tribe. How do you spell that? Booyah Tribe? I think they were Samoan, weren't they?
Yeah, isn't it?
They weren't Latin.
Oh,
we
played that on this.
The Booyah Tribe?
I think we have.
No, you probably haven't. You've never even heard of it.
No, I think we played it on the show.
It was on my list of Way Back Wednesday stuff.
Is it B-U-Y?
Better watch out. They curse. Swear. No, they do. They curse a lot. You better be careful. Yeah, that's good. You better stop right there.
That's all you get.
White Magic wants to know whatever happened to Gilbert. I don't know. He listens to the other shows, not this one, White Magic.
I think he followed me on Twitter.
Anyways, I'm out riding my bike right now anyways, and I can't answer your phone call right now anyways.
Yeah, White Magic, I know you're new to all this, but he's not a friend of our show.
He's a Granada.
He's a Granada guy. He just follows around.
Where do I park my bike anyways? I got to go. San Diego Chargers.
Is he a Chargers
fan? Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
Oh. Somebody said Julio and Enrique Iglesias are not considered Latino. What?
Really?
Get out of here.
Let's look that up.
That's like the blacks not claiming Michael Jackson. Stop it.
Jeez.
They are what they are. You can't change it, even though you don't like it.
I agree with that.
Somebody texted the show. There's a guy at the underpass with a sign that says, we'll do radio.
Oh, I love it.
You guys are dicks.
That's before you got the Uber gig?
When I get fired, I'm going to not listen to the radio for a long time because I don't want to hear all this crap.
Mike from Get Me's on line one. He wants to know if we know a driver.
Jared said, I got 20 bucks on Joel playing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. No, that would be me.
No, that would be you.
Yeah, I would totally play that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Has that happened before?
NASCAR Johnny has an interesting point to make. He said, do I need to listen on the app or watch the stream? Which one would help you guys more? Well, I don't think
we're not
getting any extra money or anything, and it doesn't go towards ratings.
But he's
because
a loyal. Maybe we should
he's
direct
talking
them
about
to
it
the
from
stream,
a ratings perspective, stream. And you can't.
I tell you what, the stream, the live stream sounds really good.
I agree with that.
Even when I was in Little Rock, I would pull it up just to see how my mic sounded. Sounded like I was in the studio. It sounds really good.
Even when we're in commercial break, the mics sound really clear.
You shut up.
Just
you're not. Don't
friendly reminder.
Don't put that on. Don't put that on me.
Boy.
What?
Nothing.
Space or Star Wars songs for May 4th. No, I'd rather go Cinco de Mayo.
I think we got it pretty much.
I think we're gonna go. So are we in agreement?
Yeah, unless we get a better suggestion in the next 15 minutes, but we can agree to it now if y'all want, because I like the Latin for Cinco de Mayo. Latin
well,
songs.
Somebody's getting specific now. They're saying, no. Cinco de Mayo, everything, you have to keep Cinco de Mayo Mexican.
No,
everything else about strong. Why the date is celebrated is way off, but at least keep it Mexican.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I wish we didn't read that text.
Why?
That way we didn't.
Because it's a valid point?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. We can.
I guess we can keep it to Mexican. It's going to be more challenging though.
I mean, I hope you like South Park Mexican because you're going to get 8 of those from me.
I was going to say that too.
just
I was
going to
play
it,
at
right?
least one, despite him. Being
I'll play like a Chingo Bling song, maybe. That's
there's
it.
There's got to be more. Cyprus. It wasn't Be Real's Mexican.
Puerto Rican.
Dang.
That's why he gets to say the N-word.
Oh my God!
Did you know that was a thing?
It's really just not.
I need to hear.
As long as you're not white, honestly, that's.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
French Montana.
Half black or,
no,
or Puerto
not.
Rican.
No, he's full. He's Moroccan.
No, he's mixed.
French Montana is Moroccan, bro. I'm telling you.
No,
He's full Moroccan.
He's not. He's part something.
No, he's not.
Our listeners are smart. They're going to chime in.
Oh my God. They put Moroccan American. Okay. You know
he's
what?
He's Moroccan.
We're going to have to slow down
Nick
on
wins.
That.
Nick is right.
I think he's mixed, though.
Oh my God.
Still, I'm just hanging on
that's
to it.
I'm gonna let you.
But no, like, I know. Joel wants me to do my read. I had a
well,
point
you
to make.
My you're
killing the
for
break,
being late
Barry.
To breaks, and you've been killing them all day.
All right, fine. You know what? I'm gonna make the people rich. I'm gonna make the people rich. AJ, you shut your whore mouth. I'm doing a read.
Where's the internet?
All right, listen up. God, I hate you so much being in here. I wish you'd go outside and be drunk in the hall or something. All right, listen up, Houston area poker players or anybody that wants to be rich. How does $100,000 sound? Sounds good, right? Steelhouse Poker Club, Houston's newest, biggest poker room, is making history. Yup, Steelhouse Poker Club is bringing Houston its richest poker tournament ever on May 18th and 19th, and they are guaranteeing $100,000. You heard that right. Steelhouse Poker is guaranteeing $100,000. Now, obviously, the $100,000 tournament is the biggest in the history of Houston and Texas. And for just $300, you can take your shot on May 18th or May 19th at the richest purse in the history of Houston poker. But they aren't stopping there. Steelhouse Poker is guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. Let me say that again. Steelhouse Poker. Guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. Steelhouse Poker Club is conveniently located at I-45 and West Road on Houston's north side behind the Chica's Cabaret. It's the $100,000 Steelhouse Poker Club tournament. Get out there and get more information at steelhousepoker.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock, and you don't have to do a damn thing. It's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
So I have a question, because this came up briefly, and then Nick tried to smoke and mirrors me with French Montana being Moroccan, which he's African, so.
Nick was right, though, based on what. Yeah.
But.
You're welcome.
The be real question, and also, if you don't recall, J-Lo said the N-word. In a song.
She got in trouble?
No. Yeah. And that prompted me to ask, are we all just going to act like J-Lo never said the N-word in a song? And do you know what the response was from Twitter? She's Puerto Rican. It's okay. So if the black delegate out there is listening, the black delegation, I need to know why that's okay that Puerto Ricans can say the N-word.
You know I'm a big fan of...
I want to call. 713-780-3776. Tell me why. Or on Twitter.
You know I'm a big fan of The Breakfast Club.
I know.
Every single time a hip-hop artist comes on and that person is not black but not white, they don't even question him. But when Tom Hanks' son was trying to justify, because apparently Tom Hanks' son is like an aspiring rapper, or he is a rapper.
Right.
He tried to justify using the N-bomb, and The Breakfast Club and all these other radio outlets absolutely killed him.
Well, he's white. You can't.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're engulfed in the culture. Like, there was... So it was funny because I was having the discussion with the headliner at Little Rock, because he's black, and we were talking about that. He goes, you should do more urban rooms. Like, you seem like a good fit. I was like, well, just because growing up, my friends and all that. He was like, did they let you say the N-word? I was like, no, and I wouldn't. I mean, I would get my ass whooped, which is really difficult when you're riding around in a car with five black dudes singing N.W.A. and you're the only guy that can't sing all the words. That's not fair. But but no, I mean, there was a group back in the day that was produced by Public Enemy called the Young Black Teenagers. They were all white guys, but the group was the Young Black Teenagers.
I recall them. Yep.
Yeah. And they would say, well, black is a state of mind. No, dumbass. It's not. It was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard, but it's kind of that mentality, just like you said, with Tom Hanks' son, where he's like, oh, well, it's okay. I can say it because it's a state of mind. No, no, it's not. It's not okay. But that's why I kind of want to know what's...
Oh, your boy's chiming.
Why with Puerto Ricans is it okay?
Okay.
So this is Q. Q, you're not black. You don't get to answer. Go to Q. Q, you're not black, bro. Why are you answering about this?
Hey, it's okay. Well, first of all, I grew up in the hood.
That doesn't matter. You sound like, what are you, Tom Hanks' son?
Right. No. Hold on. But I also asked a couple of my buddies, my black buddies, I asked them, just that. I mean, why is it okay for them amongst themselves to call each other the N-word?
Oh,
and even myself, I said, why would you be okay if you don't use the N-word?
I'm not. No. We're not doing this, Q. We got 3 minutes left in the show.
That
was
Q.
Yeah. That wasn't the question, Q. The question was, I want to hear from an African American person on why it's okay for Puerto Ricans to use the N-word. You're clouding this by going, well, but they can call each other. That's not the point. That's another show for another day, if we'd ever do it at all. So who is this, Lone Star Jim?
Yeah, this is me, man. Hey, African roots sit up in Puerto Rico, Haiti, all that, the Caribbean.
Okay.
That's why you hear the N-word spread like that.
And as now, Lone Star Jim, are you African-American?
I'm actually mixed, black and white.
Okay. So are you okay with Puerto Ricans using it?
Actually, it bothers me when everybody uses it. I don't use it myself.
Okay. Fair enough. I dig it. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. So that makes sense. So I guess there's kind of like when you see like Haitians and Jamaicans and all that. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I didn't realize
and
that.
And everybody's their own person, but I think everybody kind of has that kind of mentality. You either accept it and then have guidelines, or you just don't accept it at all. So I appreciate that.
Word up.
We got another call before we... OU Mike hasn't reared his ugly head on this or anything else. We haven't heard from
him today. Oh, my God. No, I don't want to hear from OU Mike on this at all.
That could get him banned again.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from OU Mike on this topic at all. He's not... No. Let's go to Roland real quick. Roland, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hello?
Yo, Roland, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Reason why the Puerto Ricans can say the N-word is because they're of African descent. slave ships was going through there, through the Dominican and all that stuff like that, they dropped them off to be slave trades. That's why.
There you go. Appreciate it, Roland. All right, we're not going to take any more calls on that. I think we got our answer. It's good enough for me, so that's why J-Lo gets to say the N-word. I still think that's BS.
And you can continue to call.
I still think that's BS. I don't think J-Lo should be getting a pass, but maybe that's just me. That shit doesn't seem right. She's too...
She can get whatever she wants.
That ass. Mm.
Not even A-Rod can tarnish that.
Like, when are we going to start saying, all right, she's starting to slip? Like, when are we going to start saying that about...
Well, let me Google her real quick.
I don't think she's starting to slip.
No, her new
yet.
Album just came out with the video, and I saw
I haven't seen it yet.
She's still fine.
I feel like she's going to be... She's like the Puerto Rican Halle Berry. Like, she's going to be fine forever.
I agree with that.
Like, you know how people now are like, damn, Eartha Kitt still has it. I don't even know if she's alive anymore. But people thought Eartha Kitt was hot forever. Maybe that's going to be J-Lo.
Marcus.
Yes. Did you hear him doing that on the broadcast with Marcus Spart? They were like Marcus.
I know it wasn't Mikhail.
No, it wasn't it was like the
studio guy.
Yeah, I think it was the studio guys doing it.
Last
which I
night,
was
by the way,
funny.
Shaq threw a catfish at Charles, and then they had Nashville Predator fans in the studio, and Shaq poured a beer through the gills, and we're hoping one of the fans would drink it, but he had no takers.
Yeah, I saw the team do that. I thought that was disgusting.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that was the Predators, the Titans offensive line was at the Predators game doing it. That's where it started. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. We'll talk to you again tomorrow and every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, boy. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.